two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have blue sky, 94 degrees.
And I-15 delays in Midvale and Sandy. I'm Steve Carls.
KSL's top story, breaking news. We just got new numbers as officials continue to total the results of the Salt Lake City mayoral primary. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is joining us live, and let's parse out the numbers. What are you seeing exactly?
So to be clear, Jeff, these are not final numbers. This is just an updated number that we received from Sherry Swenson, the Salt Lake County clerk, and what we have here is a shift in second and third place. So originally, Jim DeBacchus had been trailing Aaron Mendenhall with Luis Escamilla right behind him. However, they have traded places, and it appears that Luis Escamilla is just behind Aaron Mendenhall with about 1,044 votes, and then all that's separating Jim DeBacchus from Escamilla is about 420 votes.
Two candidates move forward to November. Did you get any indication how long it's going to take to come up with a final tally?
No, unfortunately not. I don't know if you remember from the congressional race last year, how long we had to wait for that, how many hours I spent outside the Salt Lake County building just waiting for an update. But we're hoping to get something soon.
Okay, Kira Hoffelmeyer just walked into the studio, our producer, on this story or something else?
It's related to this as well. So like Nick said, these are not the final numbers, but Jim DeBacchus just tweeted that he's conceding this. So he said, "I lost, new votes counted, greatest honor of my life to serve full-time people of Utah and Salt Lake City for 8 years. I never compromised my principles. Congrats." And they're going to go on to, he says he and his husband are going on a great vacation. So he's conceded, even though, like Nick said, these are not final.
Okay, hopefully we can talk to him before he goes off on vacation. This is all developing in real time, so stay with us at KSL News Radio. 302, the University of Utah has announced it's spending another $1 million on safety upgrades and investments, but some of the safety changes don't involve money. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage.
Dorms will now have new rules for access of visitors and overnight guests. But ASUU student president Anne-Marie Barnes says they stop short at restricting all guests.
I think that would actually discourage students from disclosing who is coming on campus if they have a no overnight policy.
She spoke with David Ujanovic on KSL. Buildings are getting security upgrades. New rideshare and walking safety options are coming. Night classes will be grouped together with a security patrol. Threat assessment tools and a new senior-level security officer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The changes come after the murder of Lauren McCluskey. Lauren's parents say they applaud the investments in campus safety, but they say money won't change matters. The McCluskeys say that for real change to happen, the culture has to change at the U, and the university needs to hold people accountable. Well, even though the U is beefing up campus security and safety, some administrators say they understand if students don't fully trust anyone to protect them. Safety experts say there are things new students can do to better protect themselves. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is asking students about safety. Paul's joining us live from the U, and what are they saying?
Well, Jeff, University of Utah Vice President says of Student Affairs Lori McDonald says there's a lot more to being safe in public than just being protected from crime. She says new students should always know where their friends can go if they need protection and if they need to make sure they can hear what's happening around them.
Perhaps take out the earphones sometimes when they're walking on campus. We have tracks, trains, and buses, and we have an electric shuttle on campus that's actually very quiet.
Other safety experts say they're frequently asked by people if they should buy a gun, and they say if you're not going to get proper training, don't get one. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time 3:04. Well, this is a dumpster fire. Maria Chaleos is here. This actually is a dumpster fire.
Yeah, we were talking a garbage fire, and it gave some northern Utah students a free day. The kitchen manager at Greenwood Charter School in Harrisville saw a garbage truck with flames coming out the back. The driver asked to dump his load in the parking lot where the trash burst into more flames. Now, the school canceled all classes today to clean up that mess in the parking lot. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. A gas leak that closed Kaysville Police Department has now been repaired. The building was evacuated for a short time, but now everyone is being allowed back in. There was not any danger to citizens. Dispatch from Davis County was taking all of their calls while they were evacuated. KSL's top national story this half hour. The CEO of Walmart is revealing just how much of the ammunition sold in this country comes from his stores. ABC's Scott Goldberg has more on that.
The disclosure by Walmart CEO Doug McMillon comes in a statement attached to the retailer's second quarter financial report. He says their hearts are with associates in El Paso and South Haven, a reference to two recent mass shootings at Walmart. McMillon goes on to say Walmart does not sell military-style rifles and represents just 2% of the market for firearms in this country. But he also says they have a 20% market share of ammunition. In other words, one out of every five bullets in the U.S. was sold at a Walmart. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 3:05.